Hits 96, Chattanooga's number one hit music station. We are with Brock Olson right now for Let's Talk Dating. Brock, we had Steven write in. Steven is planning to propose to his girlfriend. 2-year serious relationship. He said he's ready. He loves the family. The family loves him. In fact, he loves it so much that he wants to do it in front of them on Christmas morning as they're exchanging gifts. But however, he's had some friends say that's not that great of an idea, and they're thinking he should do something different, and he wanted to hear other people's opinions, especially yours, and that's why he wrote in. And we're kind of saying that it maybe not be the best plan, actually.
Right. Yeah, and listen, Steven, I'm really glad that you wrote this in. Congratulations on getting to this step in your relationship. Hope you guys have a great Christmas. Thanks again for writing this in. But, you know, there's a couple things about this that aren't really jiving with me very, very much. So I'm a big advocate, I said this just before we went to the music break, that the proposal should almost be a formality. Like, yes, you should surprise her kind of like in the moment, like she doesn't see the day coming, but make sure that the answer is going to be yes. And that goes to anyone, any guy listening out there. Like, if you haven't really talked about this, like, don't just do that. The next thing is, I also think that if you're opening presents, if you're with her family, that's what that moment's about. It's about being with the family. It's about exchanging gifts and to try to infuse a completely different experience into that. I think not only cheapens the gift giving moment, like that memory making experience, but it also kind of cheapens your proposal in that it doesn't have any originality. It's lacking true uniqueness to you. Like, you didn't curate that experience. We're already doing something that's exciting. Let me do something that's also exciting. It's like two positives make a negative. So I hope that's making sense. What I would like to encourage you to do is, like, I'm not opposed to you actually proposing on Christmas, just not at the moment that the family is supposed to be sharing a different type of memory and experience. Like, maybe you do it first thing in the morning. Before, I don't know if you guys are, did he say that they're staying over there?
He technically said it was going to be at her house because she still lives at
home.
Sure. So.
Like, maybe I would do it away from the family, first of all. I'm not saying I would do it with the family, like, where they can't access you immediately after, but I would do it when they're not watching. The peer pressure is not cool. I do not like public proposals where the girl is now put on the spot and she has to answer. And if she were to say no, like, it'd be humiliating. So I don't like that. I would like for you to do it. It's a moment that you're asking her to marry you. You're not asking the family necessarily to marry you. It should be a little bit more of an intimate something that is just between the two of you for that moment, for that 20 seconds. It should just be the two of you. And it's really hard when you got kids playing with toys and wrapping paper all over the place. You guys are in your matching jammies and all that type of stuff. Like, women have some type of an idea of how they like to be proposed to. They want it to be romantic. And as cute as the matching jammies and opening gifts is, that's not what she's really wanting. It's just not. She has a different, like, vision to an extent. I would like to see you channel a little bit more creativity to asking her to be your wife and it not be piggybacking off of an experience that's already happening. I think that will go so much further. I think that she'd really appreciate that opportunity. And then maybe she has the opportunity to share it with the family then. Like, it's a secondary surprise. But trying to do it in the middle of something that's already occurring, I'm just not really feeling that. So,
It's not so much the holiday. It's not so much the holiday.
Yeah.
It's just more of the moment.
It's more of the moment. Yeah. I mean, Christmas is, sense to me. There is nothing like Christmas morning. Yeah. Like, you can just describe that feeling. It's so good. I just want the proposal should have that standalone experience. So do your gifts, do all that stuff. And then just maybe a little bit later in a different way, you're a creative guy. I'm sure you can figure out a way to do it that doesn't, again, just piggyback off of gift giving. Because this is not a gift that you're giving. This is something different. And it needs to feel different. It doesn't need to feel like almost a, hey, we're exchanging gifts. Oh, and here's your ring. Like, oh, okay, what'd you get me? White elephant gifts. Like, we're not doing
that's
that.
That's what I mean. After the ring, then what?
This is a very, yes, exactly.
Start opening up pajamas and everything
else. Yeah, it's very hard to even know what to do after that for the day. So, I'd encourage you to still propose on Christmas Day. Sounds like you've got that part locked in. But just do it set aside, something different. Maybe right after Christmas, like right after the gifts, you know, stage something, do something separate, make sure that there's some pictures that are going to be taken. And guys, listen, if you're about to propose, make sure your girl's nails are done. Make sure their nails are done. They want to show that off. Make sure they don't, you know, their nails aren't in bad shape. Do all that type of stuff. Be on business. Don't mess up on this. This is something you're supposed to do once in your life. Make sure you do it well.
And I think we're worth reiterating. Make sure that she's going to say yes. We've said that numerous times, yes. But I think that is a big
takeaway. Make sure she's
going
to say yes, but make sure she's not having to say yes because it's peer pressure.
Sure,
so
exactly.
Again, that's why I'm like, just get a little bit of you time. Ask her privately, like no one needs to be in earshot of it. They could be watching, like they can be like across the yard, can't hear you guys, but you need to make sure she's gonna say yes, and don't make sure she's gonna say yes because there's peer pressure.
Right. Exactly. No, I think that's sound advice. Thank you, Brock, and thank you, Stephen, for writing in. You out there, if you have a question for Brock when it comes to the new year, start sending those emails. That's Gino, G-I-N-O, at WDODradio.com, and we'll get you on the docket for next year. Brock's going to take a few weeks off here from the show. I'm going on holiday break, but we'll be back with more of Let's Talk Dating. Brock, again, thank you for everything that you've done throughout the year. We greatly appreciate the segments. And, of course, people can go to your website, BrockOlson.com, to learn more. And you actually have a new adventure starting in 2025 as well, don't you?
I do, yes. I'm now the host of Date Chattanooga, which is a monthly singles mixer event company. So every single month, I mean, you can follow it on Instagram. It's Date Chattanooga. Next event will be January 7th. So it's just, you know, an opportunity for you to meet people in real life. I know people are getting burnt out on dating apps and social media, and they really want to, like, you know, get the screens out from between people and go say hi to somebody. So that's what I'll be hosting and heading up.
Very good. We'll keep an eye on that. And you can follow Brock on all social media platforms for the latest on that. Brock, Merry Christmas. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Sounds good. Thank you.